You go on to another church before you come to Tulsa?
I went to Meadville, Pennsylvania. And went there because my wife, who's a nutritionist by trade, that's where we met, the University of Chicago. She was doing her dietetic internship there. We suddenly were pregnant, and we couldn't afford to stay. My annual salary at the little church was $3,600 a year, $300 a month. If she hadn't been able to do much better than that, we couldn't have made it. But when she got pregnant, in those days, women had to quit when they got pregnant. She was working in Catholic hospital as a clinical dietitian. I said, you know, I'm going to have to leave Racine. And my professor said, would you like to go to Meadville, Pennsylvania? And I said, well, does it have a parsonage? And he says, yeah. And I said, then I'll go there. All I needed was a place to live. So I went to Meadville, Pennsylvania. This is a little town where Allegheny College is. And the Meadville Theological School originally came from there, which was now part of the University of Chicago. So I went to this little town in western Pennsylvania, 19,000 people, a college town, great college, and had the best time of my life ever, or ever will again. For 5 years, it was magic. This little church, the building itself was built in 1836. It's a little Greek temple. The town was set up for that little church. It was just a delight. All the heads of the departments of Allegheny College, except one, were members of that congregation. I just had a ball.
Were you involved in social issues there and spoke up?
Oh, yeah.
So you were kind of laying groundwork for yourself as you came here, but that's what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Any particular one story or something that happened?
Well, if you can imagine, one of the big issue was fluoride in the water. Fluoridating the water. It was a communist plot. You see, I mean, this is supposed to soften the brains of the populace. Of course, I said, give me a break. Then I went to war with the minister of the Dutch Reformed Church over public school kindergartens. We didn't want to spend any money on that because we didn't need to do that because the world was coming to an end pretty soon anyway. I said, no, it's not. And he said, yes, it is. And I said, I'll bet you. Then I got into it with Rex Hombard, who is from Akron, Ohio. He's an evangelist, yeah, came right down to Allegheny College, ostensibly to use the field house for a training program. It turned out he was healing. And I said, I don't believe in that. We lived in this little house, had two little kids, and the students would come right after church, and they'd stay all day, every Sunday. It was a ball. And I got them involved in this thing with Hombard. They ended up parading into this field house. The FIGAMs came in various states on stretchers and bandages and stuff like this. It was not my fault. I didn't do anything.
Was it your idea?
It was my idea. I didn't do that. But then they picked on these kids. So I went to war with the college, with the president of the college. We had sort of a Dr. Mason moment. I said, he doesn't deserve to be president of a college if he doesn't know any better than that, and so forth and so on. So that's how I left town. I was in the middle of this when I came here.